Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. A man accused of fatally shooting three family members in the Philadelphia area has been arrested in Trenton, New Jersey. The shootings took place Saturday morning, and police searched for the suspect for hours. Police closed an amusement park for several hours as the manhunt was underway and canceled the St. Patrick's Day parade.
You know, we were in contact almost immediately with the organizers of the parade and let them know that we needed to shut the parade down. We also had officers go up and down the roadway and warn people to go back to their homes.
Falls Township Police Chief Nelson Whitney says the suspect used an AR-15-style assault rifle in the shootings. Texans are starting to pick up the pieces after almost 2,000 square miles burned and thousands of cattle died earlier this year in one of the largest wildfires in state history. Brad Burt from member station KTTZ has more.
Ranchers in the Texas Panhandle are looking at fields of ash where grass once fed 85% of the state's cattle industry. They have prioritized the need for hay and fencing supplies as donations pour in, but the full scope of the economic impact is still not clear. Lawsuits have already started to line up, the latest two filed this week against Xcel Energy and Southwestern Public Service Company. Xcel Energy has acknowledged where their power lines were involved in igniting the largest of the fires, the Smokehouse Creek Fire. Texas lawmakers have announced a committee to investigate the wildfires and propose legislative solutions for disaster preparedness, as well as look at how to direct recovery resources. For NPR News, I'm Brad Burt in Lubbock.
Thousands of demonstrators are marching in Tel Aviv this weekend in a major protest against that government's war with Hamas. They're demanding an end to the war and elections to replace Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The protests come as concerns grow that Israel may soon launch an expected attack on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Many Haitians in the U.S. are cheering the resignation of Haiti's prime minister this past week, but few of them seem to believe that his departure will end the recent wave of violence underway right now in that country. Philip Martin of member station GBH spoke with some Haitians who are living in Boston.
An estimated 25,000 Haitians live in the Boston area. Rose Delie Gabriel is one of them. She owns Sisters Caribbean Restaurant in Somerville, a hotspot for Haitian Creole cuisine. She says she's fearful for her relatives.
I just call my family, ask them how they are, but nobody's safe. Nobody's safe. They don't have food. We send them money. Nobody can get the money. I never see that in my life.
Massachusetts congressional delegation is calling on President Biden and the international community to do more to end the violence. Gabriel welcomes that.
The gang everywhere. We need help.
And help could not come soon enough, she said. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin.
And you're listening to NPR News. The U.S. military says it destroyed a drone fired by Houthi militants in Yemen on Saturday. Central Command also says U.S. forces destroyed five unmanned surface vessels. Attacks by the Iranian-backed Houthis on international shipping in the region have been taking place since last November in response to the Hamas-Israel war in Gaza. The mountaineer and filmmaker who reached the summit of Mount Everest five times and helped produce the 1998 film Everest has died. The business manager for David Brashears says he died earlier this week in his Marblehead, Massachusetts home. He was 68 years old. From member station WBUR, Paul Conierney has this remembrance.
Brashears said he was inspired by the photograph of the first climbers to reach the summit of Everest. In a 2003 interview with WBUR, Brashears described what it was like to be on top of the world.
You see the dawn shadow of Everest cast out on the Earth's upper atmosphere, and you realize the power of that mountain.
In 1983, Brashears transmitted the first live pictures from the summit of Mount Everest. For NPR News, I'm Paul Conierney in Boston.
Just weeks after returning from a six-week injury layoff, American Michaela Schifrin has won her record-extending sixth win in slalom. That took place at the World Cup Finals in Austria that were held this weekend. She had a 0.54 second edge over Mina First Holtmann of Norway. Sven Larsson finished in third. It was Schifrin's 97th overall win at the World Cups. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.